Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, or good night, wherever you are at. How are you doing? Great, I hope. Today I was at work, and you know it's tough there. Like I get to, even talking about it right now, you know, 2 years ago, all I had was this belief, right, this faith from an answered prayer, this neuron connection in my mind that told me God was real because of this answered prayer. I didn't even know that's what it was, you know, just till recently, but, and I'll talk about that, but 2 years ago when this happened, I didn't know anything. And now, I've read the Bible multiple times. It's all that, you know, it's like, that's all that's in there. I've only read two books my whole life. You know, I was in middle school and I read some easy book. And then when I was in jail one time, I read Six Sacred Stones. And I think The Home Run Kid is the only two books I've ever read, other than the Bible, and now a couple of Stephen Furtick's and the God, you know, just the Taubman God. But the Bible, right? And so now this, like, these thoughts, they don't stop, right? It's all keeps replaying and going. And understanding is, it's almost like when something is, I don't know, you get nervous. You know, when the only thoughts that are in your head are all about the Bible and God, and it tells you what to do. And you know what it is, you know, we're creating new thoughts. You're essentially creating the thoughts of God and from the scriptures, and you know, they combine and clump into commonalities, words and scriptures and meanings of words as you reread in Latin. That's what religion means, reread. And so then you get revelations, and so these are new thoughts. So you got the scriptures, the thoughts from the scriptures, and then the revelations, and all of these thoughts are created in your mind. And you're essentially creating the God mindset. God is helping you renew your mind and create new perspectives, because you got like Romans, you know, 5:3-6, James 1:2-5, Hebrews 2:10, 1 Peter 3:4, all of Isaiah 53, they're all suffering for the will of God. There's one scripture that says, like the fire refines gold, trials purify the heart. That's going to open up a couple of times after you get these suffering for the will of God scripture, all these combined into your mind. And then you have who it's for, which is 1 Timothy 1:8-11, and you realize he's calling you all these wonderful things. You know, you're royalty chosen, you know, victor, more than a conqueror. You're all just, it's all wonderful and positive. And so you're like, okay, you're calling me all, your mind does this. There's a revelation. Those scriptures, the suffering for the will of God scriptures, who it's for, and it's like, so if that's who it's for, and you're telling me to count it all joy to run diverse temptations, but you're calling me all these wonderful things, then that must be why. And that's the perspective change, essentially God giving you your identity back. But these are new thoughts that are created through revelation. They're new thoughts, and now you're creating new thoughts in the mind, and the God mindset. And so when you get that, freedom from the shame and the guilt, from that perspective change, that is the heart posture change, that is, it is empowerment, because he makes you feel so special and anointed that it empowers you, okay? So you just, you keep going, and then he leads you. He leads you into, like, let the redeemed tell a story, which is what I'm going to do. But I'm going to share it this way, because I want people to heal. And so then when you do, we are freed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let the redeemed tell their story. Those who sow in tears will reap harvests of joy. Confess our sins. Share your faith. I mean, you're so thankful and empowered that you start to share. Now you're releasing. You're releasing all the negative. You're releasing all the bad, and all these words that you've been speaking over your life, because you know now the thoughts have been created that you can't, if the Lord is in you, then you can't think these negative thoughts, because that's using his name in vain. So this is created. These thoughts are created again. The scriptures are creating the thoughts and the revelations, and the scriptures are going there, and your mind is, you're getting a new mind. You're getting the God mindset. You're creating it, you and God. And so after you release this negative, this positive, these God thoughts and wonderful things you've been meditating on, because there's 18 verses that talk about ponder, remember, think about my thoughts, can't stop thinking, meditate on. You know, it's just all over. And so it's like all thinking, focus your mind on all things heavenly, you know, choose. So you got to like speak and think about all of this. And the more you do, the more profound they become, these thoughts, the stronger they get, and more profound they get, and stronger they get, and stronger they get, because it's all you're thinking about. So you're thinking about all the good things, and all the wonderful things, and all the new things he's taught you, and you're creating, and I mean, it's amazing, because it's healing, you know. The part about the brain that's ours is the choice. So it remembers the event. But God changes your view on the event by all this perspective change and empowerment and everything. And so then your feelings of the event and thoughts of the event are changed. The choice to that you dealt with, the event, the feelings, is yours. You have to make a new choice and create a new chain. So to deal with anger, to deal with frustration, you have to just make a new choice, and it'll create a new chain. And the more you do it, the more your brain is going to give you that when you deal with that emotion, instead of the negative one that you've always chosen. This is going to be tougher for addicts because of what the chemistry that's going on in the brain. These chemicals, the serotonin and the dopamine, the endorphins, and so this is going to be a little more challenging. But even for addicts, we have to create the belief that I'm sober, I'm sober, I'm sober. We have to meditate on it and create that belief first. We have to do that. It has to be done. Ever before you get sober, you will not be sober as you're creating this. Or maybe you will, who knows. But we have to create it, you know. Instead of saying, hi, I'm Nathan, and I'm a whatever negative lie that they want you to speak at the AA meetings, you say you're sober and create that. And over time, the serotonin, you know, it comes back. But see, dopamine, serotonin is in charge of the yay. When you eat, stuff like that, dopamine is like in charge of your drive. So that's why it puts on like emergency status, you know. Hey, get whatever it is you put in there to get serotonin. Like he's missing. It's like his bodyguard, you know. He loves serotonin. So dopamine loves serotonin and is just kind of looking out for him, you know. And so then all you can think about is the drug or the alcohol or whatever it is to get that serotonin back until you get it. And so it's definitely going to be more of a challenge. But your focus, like I was so focused. For me, it was just so focused on God. And in the first 6 months, I was still relapsing and using. But after 6 months, 8 months, everything changed. And it was done. But having these thoughts is like me knowing that, you know, God saves people to save people, and that there's somebody hurting. It's so important that God would save me like this. It's heavy, you know, because you're nervous. You don't want to hurt nobody, but you want to find it, or you want to help this person. You want to help whoever he or she is that is so important to God. You can't even understand it. I can't even fathom their purpose, you know. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I hope you know how wonderful and blessed you are and how awesome you are. I don't just say that because I know I have to. I say it because it's true. You know, I went around for 20 years asking God why. What's the point? Why? What is my purpose? Why am I going through this? What is my purpose? I know you're real. I know you're real. And just saying, now knowing that saying that has created this neuron connection that transmits the message. I mean, that's what we're creating when we speak the lies. We're creating messages in our brain that speak the lies, that, you know, we're creating the negative message or whatever. We're learning and thinking, and it's going into our mind and transmitting. And so, understanding this now, I don't know. But we'll see what happens. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful night or day. Bye.